gets you out of watching TV. I didn't watch any football games yesterday. And, you know, I didn't get mad at, I heard the news that Ohio State lost. I would have been violently mad, but instead I was happily glad because I was in the scriptures, you know. So Purdue, I think it was it? Boy, those guys stink this year, man. Ohio State. I'm glad I'm not watching them this year. I'm coming, Martha. The Lord gave me a good time not to care about football, amen? And what a great year not to follow Cleveland Browns.
Amen.
You know? So, yeah, I'm watching. The Indians are still playing. The Indians are doing great. C.C. Sebastian won the other day. Cliff Lee's winning. There's all kinds of Cleveland Indians playing. They're just not on the Indians team no more. You got all kinds of Indians playing, but they're not on the team. I'm convinced this place, there's no hope for this place. The only thing that's going to help us is the rapture. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, I tell you. You know what? I'm so glad the Lord gave me victory over those sports. You know, Jesus coming back. Did I tell you they're building the third temple?
Again, yes.
And let's stand for the reading of God's word. Mark chapter 12, verse 18. They're not making no bones about it. They're going to build it. The prime ministry, from down right on down, they said, we're building it. They're already preparing the garments for the priest. Got it on video. I know. It's not hearsay. They're doing it. And I'm excited about that going up. Now, there's been a lot of people. I know even some of the Freimar kids are sick, and a lot of other people are sick. That flu bug is just going around. By the way, don't panic. It's not the H1N1. Just a lot of, I didn't have H1N1. I just had the old-fashioned flu, where you got a sore throat and felt whipped and tired, and you know. But the swine didn't get me. I'm still eating pork chops, and matter of fact, me and Jimmy had a pork chop not too long ago up there in Streetsboro. But what's the name of that Roadhouse? Or is that? That's the best pork chop you can buy. So we're not giving up on the pork, you know. Anyways, that was a joke. Oh, well. One joking about the pork chop, though, up there in Streetsboro. They got the best pork chops you can buy. All righty. I want to talk to you about, I'm glad I'm not a Sadducee today. Let's look at verse 18. How many got verse 18? Boy, read through your Bible. Let's all read through this year, that New Testament, okay? I know it's too late to get to it, but... of course, most of us are reading anyways, but I want to encourage you. You could jump on. You could do the New Testament. We could all do the New Testament together. And Brother Mike, I'm glad you challenged me on that. That was a good, Lord put that in my heart. Let's all read the New Testament together. Let's be Christian. I'll tell you, every Wednesday, boy, people have been, Mark hit a home run last week. I mean, we just having a blessing with these men preaching on Wednesday night. Brother Eddie will be preaching this Wednesday. I got Rod scheduled for the following week, and so on Wednesday nights, and then the old man's coming back. Amen? At least I think I am. Can't think of anybody else. Okay, look at verse 18. Then cometh unto him the Sadducees, which say there's no resurrection. They don't believe in the resurrection. That's why they're sad, you see. And they asked him, saying, Master, Moses wrote unto us. Moses wrote the first five books of the Bible. They're called the Pentateuch. Moses wrote unto us, if a man's brother die and leave his wife behind him, leave no children, then his brother should take his wife and raise up seed unto his brother. And there were seven brethren, and his first took a wife and died and left no seed. And the second took her, and the died and left, neither left he any seed. And the third likewise, and the seven had her, and left no seed. Last of all, the woman died also. In the resurrection, therefore, when they shall rise, whose wife shall she be of them? For the seven had her to wife. Jesus answering said unto them, Do you not therefore err? Because ye know not the scriptures. That's why we ought to Bethel Baptist. That's why we ought to read the scriptures. Because so we'll know the scriptures. So when these false prophets come, you won't be tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine. I know the Lord told me to tell you that we ought to read together as a church. It'll bless our church, I'm telling you. If we all read together, I'm telling you, it'll bless our church as if we read together the New Testament before the end of the year. Amen? Because you know not the scripture, neither the power of God. Because by the way, this is the power right here. This is the power right here. The word. For when they shall rise from the dead, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are as the angels which are in heaven. And as touching the dead, that they rise. They don't be the resurrection. He says, keep on sticking it in them. Amen. Have you not read in the book of Moses how that in the bush, it's over in Exodus chapter 3, verse 6, by the way, how in the bush God spake unto him, saying, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. He is not the God of the dead, but he's the God of the living. Ye therefore do greatly err. Boy, these Sadducees, they were a real trip. And I'm just telling you right now, Brother Brian, I'm bringing a message today. I'm glad I'm not a Sadducee. How many are glad they're not a Sadducee? Heavenly Father, thank you for this scripture you put in my heart this week. And I pray I can, Lord, as you bless me with the thoughts, help me to be a blessing to these that are here to hear the truth today. We pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Today I want to share with you the heirs of the Sadducees. And I want to give to you the blessed truth of the resurrection. Boy, I thank God for the resurrection. Amen. Let's think about those Sadducees. First of all, they were a religious sect, a religious party that were during the time of Jesus and the early church. They are no more. And after Jerusalem was destroyed in 70 AD, they dissolved. They're not more. The only time there were Sadducees were during the time of Jesus when he was on this earth and the early time of the early church. The Sadducees were priests. But they had very little effect on people. By the way, not all priests were Sadducees. Most of them were Pharisees. So you had the Pharisees that believed in the resurrection, and the Sadducees, and they didn't believe in the resurrection. So Pharisees believed in the resurrection. Sadducees did not believe, and that's why they were Sadducee. Amen? You'll get it. Now, if you'll notice in verse 23, these Sadducees who err greatly, they ask Jesus a question about the resurrection. Now, ladies and gentlemen, why did they ask him the question about the resurrection? They didn't believe in the resurrection. They thought they could trip Jesus up. You're going to get a lot of people in life that's going to throw you questions at you just to try to trip you up. That's why you should know what you know. Amen? That's why you ought to read through the Bible with me this in the New Testament. This group of people didn't even believe in the resurrection, yet they had the audacity to ask our Savior about the resurrection. But Jesus knew what they were doing, so he just set them straight. Amen? Listen. These Sadducees, they could quote scripture, but they didn't know the truth of the scriptures. I was witnessing to a guy this last week. I met a young fellow this last week, and I told him he had to be born again. And boy, he quoted scripture after he tried to quote scripture. He gave bits and parts of different scriptures, and I could tell he had read the Bible. He'd say something. The prophet. And he was saying words, Brother Mike, but I'm going to tell you right now, he had no understanding of anything that he quoted. And I said to him, after a while, I realized where he was coming from, and I said, hey, there was a man named Nicodemus who was a priest that knew all kinds of scripture. Jesus told him, you must be born again. Amen. Quote all the scripture you want. You got to be born again. Amen. And this poor kid, he could say words, but he had no thought of what in the world he was saying. That's what a lot of people are today. They know a few things from the scripture, but they don't know the scripture. For instance, are you holding your hand there? Let me give you a for instance. In Mark chapter 13, in verse 13, look at Mark 13, 13. Don't lose Mark 12. I'm going to be preaching out of there. And you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Amen. And they'll be saying, there you go, preacher. You're not saved by grace. You gotta hold on. You gotta endure to the end. You're a Sadducee. You're reading, but you don't know what you're reading. You're not rightly dividing the word of truth. You don't know about the dispensations of time. That's not talking about the church age. That's talking about the tribulation. Look up here. During the tribulation, if they get the mark of the beast, they're damned. Revelation 13 talks about the mark of the beast. Revelation 14 talks about the mark of the beast. Are you with me? And it says in those scriptures that those that take the mark of the beast, they're damned forever. So, Brother Brian, the people in the tribulation, they are going to have to endure the end, because if they get the mark, they're damned. That's got nothing to do with the church age. See, people greatly err. Let me give you another truth. Because they don't know the scriptures. And this is talking about the rapture's already happened. This is during the great tribulation here that endure to the end. Don't put an element of works during the church age. Hello? By the way, it's all grace all the time anyways. Let me give you another thought. Stay there in Mark chapter 12. I thought about this after I got to talk to that boy. I thought about this when I went home. You remember over in Acts chapter 8? Remember the eunuch out in the middle of the desert? He's reading the book of Isaiah. And God sends Philip out in the middle of the desert. And he gets up on the chariot with this eunuch and says, from Ethiopia. And he says, around, I don't know, 50, in the 53, somewhere in there. He said, 37 rather. He said, right in that area. He said, do you understand what you're reading? And the eunuch said, how can I unless someone teach me? Right. See, it's important. Now, I know we've got the Holy Spirit. Don't understand me. But the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is the one that teaches us. But God uses men. The Bible says, God in Ephesians, it says God's given us pastors, teachers, evangelists, yep, for the edification, for our edification, that we can grow in grace. Amen. Brother Mike, it's important that people come to church. You can't get it all by yourself. You need teachers. You need preachers. You need evangelists to share the word of God with you to help you grow in grace. Otherwise, you're going to read, but you're going to err. That's why we need to read our Bible, study our Bible, and come hear our Bible. So then faith cometh by, and hearing by the... And so, see how important it's important that we rally around God's word. So don't miss church. Be in church. Come to church. It helps your life. Amen? Listen, they could quote scriptures, but they didn't know the truth of scriptures. The Sadducees, and don't turn to this, let me just quote it to you. In John chapter 5, there was a bunch of Jews came to Jesus, and they really got mad at him. Remember, Brian, he healed the man on the Sabbath? They had a fit. I mean, they just had a fit because Jesus healed on the Sabbath. And there were Sadducees there too, I'm telling you right now. In those Jews, there were Sadducees. And Jesus said this to them, to them and the people around them. He said in John 5:39, he said, "You search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they," the scriptures, "and they are they which testify of me." You read these, you read this Bible, it'll tell you about Christ. It'll test. See, but some people, they just want to, they'll take a scripture here and read, they'll get a verse here. That kid, I was quoting everything he was trying to say. He was going from the Old Testament to the New Testament. He was quoting something that wasn't even in the Bible. The Book of Moron. Listen, we need to search the scriptures. Look up here, Bethel. I want you to read the New Testament with me. Amen. I want you in the next 2 months, I want you to read the New Testament with me. I want us to study it together. How many of you study it with me? Amen. Listen, if you will study, the Bible will come alive to you if you'll just search the scriptures. You know, people err because they don't study the Word. Amen. Now, listen, these Sadducees, these people were not very popular. They had very little influence on the people of their time, by the way, and they faded out. But here's what they believed. First of all, they said they believed only Mosaic law. They said, the Sadducees said they believed the Mosaic law, but they really didn't. They said it was only in word. They really didn't even believe Moses, because Jesus said, "If you believe Moses, you'd believe me." So Mark, they didn't really believe. They just believed what was convenient to them. See, there's a lot of people that are Sadducees today that live in the world today. They just believe what fits their life, what's convenient for them. No, I'm going to believe what thus saith the Lord. They didn't believe in angels. Even though angels appeared all in the Old Testament, all through, but they said they believed in Moses' writing. Moses wrote about angels. Amen. Yet they said they didn't believe it, David. Duh. And they said they didn't believe in the resurrection. Well, you don't believe in the resurrection, you got no hope at all. Right. I studied more about these. And Brother Cooley, they also didn't believe in the free will of man. The Sadducees, they thought everything was predestinated. Now listen, I believe God knows the beginning to the end. I believe God knew if I was going to be saved or not before I was even born. But it took me to trust Christ as my Savior. Everybody has not, whosoever will may come to Christ. But did you know these Sadducees? Let me write to you. They're only mentioned 12 times in the New Testament. They're only mentioned 12 times in the New Testament, Sadducees. They resented Christ. They rejected Christ. They rebelled against Christ. They feared. You know what they? You know why they hated him? They didn't want to lose their political position. By the way, these were, you talk about political right people. They wanted, they were politics. They wanted to be politically right, although they weren't. Amen. But they didn't want the influence of Christ being the Messiah on the people, because they thought they're going to lose their position and their power. People like power. How many are still with me? And so Jesus and the Christians were a threat. They hated Christ. They hated the early church. The Apostle Paul, he took on these Sadducees. Look with me. Turn over in the book of Acts and stay in the book of Acts for 1 minute. I want to show you a couple of scriptures. Look at Acts chapter 23. Pastor Dave has done a phenomenal job teaching this book of Acts. Some of you didn't get to hear it, but boy, he's done a phenomenal job. 9:30 Sunday school. Acts 23, look at verse 6 through 8. Even the Apostle Paul, by the way, Josephus, a historian, Jewish, a Pharisee, that his writer, Josephus even thinks that these Sadducees were the ones behind killing James. And but now look at verse 6 of Acts 23. But when Paul perceived that one part were Sadducees and the other Pharisees, by the way, the only reason that they agreed with they made a truce with the Pharisees, They wanted to kill Christ. They had a common bond. Neither one wanted to lose their power or their prestige or their positions. But notice, but when Paul perceived that one part was Sadducees and the other Pharisees, he cried out in the council, "Men and brethren, am I am a Pharisee, the son of a Pharisee, of the hope of the resurrection, hallelujah, of the dead, I am called in question." And when he had so said, there arose a dissension between the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And the multitude was divided. Because remember, the Sadducees didn't believe in the resurrection. The Pharisees did believe in the resurrection. For this, verse 8, "For the Sadducees say, there is no resurrection, neither angel nor spirit, but the Pharisees confess both." So, not just Jesus had trouble with these people, so did the early church. Are you still in the book of Acts? Let me give you a few things about these Pharisees, these Sadducees. I lost my place. I got two more. Look at Acts chapter 4. Look at Acts chapter 4, verse 1. They attacked the early church, I'm telling you. Look at Acts 4:1. "And as they spake unto the people, the priest and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead." Boy, you're talking about the resurrection. They got mad, David. "And they laid hands on them." How many see that? Every time you preach about the resurrection, man, these Sadducees got violently mad. They wanted to stop your mouth because they didn't want to hear about that resurrection. You know, a lot of people don't want to hear the gospel. The gospel is that Jesus Christ died for our sins and that he was buried, and on the third day he arose again according to the scriptures. Amen? Look at Acts chapter 5, verse 17. Acts 5, 17. "Then the high priest rose up and all that were with him, which is the sect of the Sadducees, and were filled with indignation." I'm going to tell you right now, Brian, these Sadducees viciously attacked the early church. They hated it because what they represented was the risen Christ. Are you still with me? So now let's go back to Mark chapter 12. Let's go back to our text, and I'm going to finish up with this thought. I'm glad I'm not a Sadducee. Look what it says there in verse 23 in Mark chapter 12. In the resurrection, praise God. Praise God, there is a resurrection. You know, there's a lot of people, they walk around like there is no resurrection. Even Christians, they act like their Savior's not alive. They act like their Savior's, but there is a resurrection. And without that resurrection, there'd be no hope. I'm staying away from the news. Because if I get into the news, I'll be honest with you, I get depressed. As a matter of fact, Pastor Dave was telling me he's going to start something with the kids in the school. He's going to start a prayer thing for them instead of doing a news article. And I'm glad. He'll be sharing that with the kids this week. And I'm glad, because I'm going to tell you, I don't think we have to be ostriches and put our heads in the sand, but I'll tell you right now, we don't have to thrive in all the junk. I'm going to tell you, my hope's not in the White House. My hope's in Christ. This country doesn't have the answer for my life. My Lord does. By the way, he's got the answer for your life too. I'm not counting on Mr. Obama to pull things out for me. I'm counting on my Savior that could supply all my need according to the riches of Christ Jesus. Amen? Well, listen, because without the resurrection, Jimmy, if Christ had not rose from the grave, then we've got no hope. Bobby, if Christ didn't raise from the grave, we had no resurrection. Turn the lights off. Let's go home. What are we meeting here for? If there's no resurrection. I'm going to read to you. If you want to just sit there, you can. I'm going to read to you. I'm just so excited about the resurrection. I'm just going to read to you some scriptures from the resurrection. You say, boy, you ain't got better preaching than that. I'm going to read you what Paul said. 1 Corinthians 15. In 1 Corinthians, you can turn if you want, or you can just sit there and listen to me, whatever you want to do. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians, I'm sorry, and verse 19. Let's pick up in verse 12. 1 Corinthians 15, 12. Now, if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there's no resurrection of the dead, you stinking Sadducees? But, by the way, if there wasn't, can you imagine if there wasn't no resurrection? We would be sad, you see. Listen, you Christians, our Savior's risen! We don't have to be sad. Be happy. He's up. He's risen. He's reigning. Hallelujah. Woo! I'm glad I'm not a Sadducee. Now, if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, and he did, I'll say some of you there's no resurrection of dead. But if there be no resurrection of dead, then is Christ not risen? And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain? Yea, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified that God raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. If he didn't raise up, then we're not going to raise up. If he didn't live, we're not going to have eternal life. Our life stems from him. You want eternal life? Well, you got to get it from the life giver. Christ is the one who gives life. If he's dead, you're dead. For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. Ye are yet in your sins. Yeah, because our sins would be not be forgiven. Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. Yeah, they're gone. They're done for. The people have died already. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are all men like the Sadducees, most miserable. Amen? You Christians, quit acting like a Sadducee. Get that frown off your face. Put a smile in its place. Let your personality go out and show the world you got a risen Savior. Amen? But now, verse 20, is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits? Man, I'm glad he's risen. It goes on in verse 51. Oh, I love this. Annie's mother loved this. Annie, boy, Thelma, she used to love to hear about the rapture. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment of twinkling eye at the last trump, for the trump shall sound and the dead in Christ shall rise incorruptible. And we shall be changed. Hallelujah. I'm going to get a new body. For this corruptible, this old body must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. Oh, man. I'm going to live forever. I'm going to get rid of this old body that's dying, gets flu and sore throats and athlete's feet and bad breath and B.O., So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that's written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory. How? Through our Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because he rose from the dead that third day, just like he said. I'm going to read another scripture to you. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Christians don't have to worry when you die. 2 Corinthians 5, 6 through 8. Therefore, we are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident. I like the wording of the scripture. We are confident, I say, and willing rather be absent from the body than be present with the Lord. If preacher dies, don't cry for me. My body's going in the ground. But my soul and spirit that's going to live, they're going up with Christ. And when God comes, my body's going to be resurrected. My soul and spirit's going to, he's going to make a brand new body. And I'm going to be forever. Perfect. Woo! Man. You know why? You know why all that's going to happen? Because of the resurrection. I mean, we get excited about this, but forget about, if he didn't resurrect from the grave, forget about the third temple. You could build 25 temples. It wouldn't matter. Everything hinges on that resurrection. Let me read you another one. Philippians. I'm going to have fun no matter what. Ephesians, Philippians, chapter 1, verse 20, 21. Paul said, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain. Because he knew if he died, he'd go right to heaven. But by the way, if Christ doesn't have the resurrection, you have no hope for heaven. But if we live in the flesh, this is the fruit of our labor. Yet what I shall choose, I would not. For I'm in a strait betwixt two, having a desire to part and to be with Christ, which is far better. The moment a Christian dies, they go straight to be with Christ in heaven. Why? Because of the resurrection. If he didn't raise, we wouldn't be going. Look at Philippians chapter 3, verse 10. Might as well help myself. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection. And we need to know about that. Listen, get excited about the resurrection. The resurrection brings forth life. You put a seed that dies and it grows, comes back to life. That's what Christ did. He died and went back to life. We die and we come back to life because of the resurrection. Don't play low on that. Don't think low about that resurrection. Think lowly about it. That should be close to your heart, the resurrection of Christ. By the way, it's not Easter. It's Easter every day here for the Christian. That I may know him in the power of the resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. By the way, we're made conformable, but then we're going to be made conformable to the resurrection too. If you'll stay in that verse 20, Philippians 3:20. For our conversation is in heaven. Woo! From whence we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body. Kenny's gonna say, we're gonna have a body just like Jesus. We're gonna know, man. You say, well, I like to know things. When you get to heaven, you're gonna know things, man. Whereby he is able to even to suit all things unto himself. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you right now. And I've got to read this verse, and then I'll go back. In Psalms chapter 90, verse 10. Psalms 90, verse 10. The days of our years are 70. That's 70. And if by reason strength they be 80 years, yet is the strength labor. In other words, 80 years. Yet is the strength and labor and sorrow. For it's soon cut off, and we fly away. You sing that song. I'll fly away, oh glory. I'll fly away. Bum 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 dum bum bum dum 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 dum. I'll fly away. You wouldn't be flying away if it wasn't for the resurrection. You wouldn't have that song if it wasn't for the resurrection. We're gonna fly away because Jesus flew away. Carl, if our Savior was still in the grave, and he had been rotted, we'd have no hope today. We'd be like those Sadducees with no hope. Listen, we have something to look forward to. We have a bright future that people don't have. We can't imagine. Our future is so bright and so great. It's so tremendous, Brian. We can't even grasp how great it is. I can't get excited enough. What God's going to give us because of the resurrection is beyond measure. Eye had not seen, ear had not heard, nothing's entered the heart that which God prepared for them that love him. I'm going to tell you right now, heaven's beyond our imagination. Listen, look up here, because of the resurrection, we've got eternal life. Because of the resurrection, we're going to get new bodies. Because of the resurrection, I'm going to walk on streets of gold. Because of the resurrection, I'm going to go where there's walls of jasper and pearly gates. Can anyone say amen? Amen. Because of the resurrection, Annie, I'm going to a place of Revelation 21:4. It says that there's no more sorrow, no more heartache, no more tears, and no more death. Can anyone say amen? And that's because Revelation 21:4 is because of the resurrection. You got to read this. Tommy's one of our favorite verses. Look at Romans chapter 1. Oh, this is such good stuff. Look at Romans chapter 1. Look at 1 through 4. Romans chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ. Are you a servant, by the way? Paul, servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God. Are we separated unto it? Which he had promised. Now watch. This wonderful gospel that Christ was promised, which was promised afore by the prophets of the Holy Scripture. Yeah, the Old Testament people wrote about it. Concerning his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh. And look at verse 4. And declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead. Hey, kids, you know that, like the Coca-Cola, I'm the real one, baby. God said, do you want to know what who the real Savior was? Because there's all kinds of religions. There's all kinds of cults and religions and people, you know. Towheads running around. Sun, moon. But God says, you want to know how you really know the real one, baby? The real one, baby, that I talked about in the Old Testament, that the prophets wrote about, he will resurrect from the dead. See, when Jesus came up out of that grave the third day, and it says according to the Scriptures, he proved to the whole world that he truly was the Savior that God said to put your faith in, because he was the only one that could resurrect on his own power. Woo! The battery in my car went dead the other day. Blech. I mean, Billy, I went out to the car and it didn't even click. I mean, it was deader than dead. Not even a click. No, a lot of times it goes. No, this thing is nothing. Nothing. But boy, we put a brand new battery in. Boom! See, the world's running around on a dead battery because they don't have a real Savior. You got to have the real thing, baby, to turn the engine. You want your engine to turn? If I can use that as a corollary or whatever you want, example? A diehard. That's right. Serious? If you want to have a diehard, you better get Jesus. Because he's the only one that came up out of the grave on his own power. No man take my life, he said. I've got power to lay it down. I've got power to take it up. Ladies and gentlemen, we ought to be excited. Listen, what's sad about this? You don't get excited about the resurrection like you should. We walk around like a bunch of Sadducees. The world's seen a bunch of Sadducees when they should be seeing a bunch of Christians saying, hey, man, he's risen. He's alive. They ought to see, look up here. They ought to see Christ alive in us. Real Christians, Bobby, like you preached. How many are still with me? Listen, Christ is the real Savior of the world because of the resurrection. The resurrection of the grave from Christ on that third day proved that he was the true Savior of the world. He's the real Savior. He's a reigning Savior at the right hand of the Father right now. And real soon, ladies and gentlemen, he's a returning Savior. Had he not resurrected, none of that could happen. And in closing, look at Mark chapter 16. I love this. Well, I'm having fun reading through the Bible in the New Testament. Mark chapter 16, verse 1 through 3. I might get a little excited about here, so hold on. And when the Sabbath was passed, see, we don't meet on the Sabbath. The Sabbath is Saturday. We meet on Sunday because Jesus rose on the first day of the week. That's why we don't, Seventh-day Adventists has got it all wrong. They've got it all wrong everywhere anyways. We don't meet on Saturday because Jesus didn't raise on Saturday. He rose on a Sunday, first day of the week. When the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, and Salome had brought sweet spices that they met come and anoint him. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. Look what they said. I love this. And, these women said among themselves, "Who shall roll away us? Weigh away the stone." See, on the way, they're worried, man, we want to put these spices on our Savior's body, but there's a huge stone there. How are we going to roll that stone away? But when they got there that morning, the ground had shook and their stone rolled back. Christ rolled it back. He didn't need the one to roll it for him. He pushed it back. Can anyone say amen? Whoa! Listen to me. In Luke chapter 24, verse 5, the angel said, "Why are you people looking? Why are you here? He's not here. He's alive. He's risen. Why seek ye the dead? Why seek ye the living among the dead?" Christian, quit walking around like dead people. We've got life. We've got a resurrection Christ. He's alive. He's alive. He's alive. Say it. Our Savior's alive. Say it. Our Savior's alive. We need to let the whole world. He's alive. He's alive. He's alive. He's coming back too. Woohoo. I'm glad he's resurrected. Man, I'm glad I'm not a Sadducee. Because if I was a Sadducee, I couldn't be saying these things. Amen. In conclusion, hey, you Christians. Are you going around the world as a Sadducee? Acting like there's no hope? Acting like there's no future? Mark hit a little bit on this Wednesday. No hope. No future. No resurrection. No coming of a Savior. If there ever was a time for Christians to be excited, we ought to have our yabba-dabba-doo right now. Amen. Look up here. Don't walk around. I don't know, preacher. I don't know, preacher. It's looking really bad. It's looking bad. It's really bad. No, it's never been looking any better. It's never been any better. We're closer now than we've ever been. Huh. Listen, our Savior's alive. He's risen. He's real. He's reigning. He's ready to return. And our corrupt bodies are going to be resurrected. Woo! Man, I can't wait for that resurrection. The question today is this. Are you ready? Are you ready for it? When I was a kid, we used to say, "Ready or not, here we come." It doesn't matter if you're ready or not, Jesus is still coming. The Bible says we're to watch and to look. But if you're here today and you've never trusted Christ as your Savior, you're not ready. There was a young lady here that Kenny brought yesterday afternoon. She's ready now. She wasn't ready before you brought her. Are you excited? Christian, are you excited about the resurrected Christ? Do people see the excitement about your resurrected Christ in your life? Are you looking forward to getting your new body? Buddy, I am. Now, you young kids, you don't know nothing about aches and pains. You don't know about blood pressure. You don't know nothing about, can you imagine these kids? Man, what's the old, I don't worry about that stuff, preacher. I'm doing great. If he doesn't come back soon, you'll be like me, preacher. You better pray he comes soon. Especially all that colon junk you guys are drinking. Ain't no good for you. Boy, it's good. Them donuts are no good for you, but they sure are fun eating them, ain't they? Dave and Tammy went to CC's the other day, and they brought back a whole box of those cinnamons. They got to be in heaven. I really believe those cinnamons are going to be in. And you'd be very proud of me. There was a whole box. Literally, they brought Preacher and Rosie a whole box of them. I ate, and I'm not lying, I ate one. Amen. I ate one that day, one the next day, one at a time. No, I just, I, Seriously, I just ate that day. I just ate one, and the next day there was still a couple left, so I had one more. Two's the number of witness. I can get something spiritual out of it. You can use it any way you want. And if it would have been the 3 day, if it would have been the, they were gone, I would have, because that's a divine number. Jesus, but he was already gone. So, oh, I didn't take my sugar that minute, because those babies are filled with, but they've got cinnamon, and cinnamon's good for you.
Amen.
It's good for your sugar. Listen, are you looking forward to a new body? We're going to, you know what, folks? If it wasn't for the resurrection, we'd have no hope. Don't let the world steal the resurrection. It's such a great truth. Tell people about the resurrected Christ. It's one of the greatest truths you can have. Because without the resurrection, you've got nothing. But with Grandma, because of the resurrection, we possess all, don't we? Praise God, I'm glad I'm not a Sadducee. I'm glad I'm not a Sadducee with no hope, no Savior, and no resurrection. I'm glad I'm a Christian that has a resurrection, a live Savior, a risen Savior, a real Savior. By the way, hey, do you act like you're a Christian with a resurrected Savior? Or do you go around with like a Sadducee? If I went to ask people where you work or your neighbors, say, tell me about your neighbor. Tell me about this guy you work with, this lady you work with. What would you say? Are they happy people or are they sad people? Are they praisers or are they complainers? Do they have a hope for the future or are they doomsday? I wonder if you're a happy Christian or a Sadducee. Do people see the joy of Christ in you, or do they see a Sadducee that has no hope, no resurrection? Let's bow our heads in prayer. I'm so glad I'm not a Sadducee. With our heads bowed and our eyes closed, I wonder this morning, are you ready? Are you ready? You've got to be born again. I told that young man the other day, I said, you've got to be born again. You're not ready. You might know some scripture. You might know about Jesus. You might, but unless you, until you invite him in your heart and repent of your sin and ask Christ to save your soul, you're not ready. How many could say, Pastor, I know for sure if I died, I know for sure I'd go to heaven. I'm ready. How many could raise that and say, I know for sure I'm ready. I'm positive. Thank you, may put him down. How many would be honest with themselves and honest with God and say, Preacher, I'm not ready. I really don't know if I died, if I'd go to heaven. I don't want to die and go to hell. Preacher, pray for me. I don't want to die and go to hell. And preacher, when I die, I want to know I go to heaven. Pray for me. Just raise your hand. Let me pray for you. Who'd say that? Yes, I see that. Yes, ma'am. Yes. Yes. Who else? Raise your hand. Let me see it high. Pray for me. Pray for me. I'm not sure if I died. And I don't want to die and go to hell. Not after Jesus died and rose for me. Not after the resurrection. I don't want to miss out on heaven. One more thing. Christian, let's be honest. How many say, Preacher, lately I've not been excited. I've really been down in the dumps. And really, I'm not a Sadducee, but I've been acting like a Sadducee. Pray for me, because I don't want to be like, yes, yes. Oh my soul. Oh my. Yes. Heavenly Father, help us who have the divine promise from God of a resurrected Savior. Help us not to be like Sadducees that walk around with no hope. Lord, I saw hands, way more hands than I thought. There was a lot of people, a lot of my people. A lot of them raised their hands and said lately they've been discouraged and they've been down. God, breathe in them. Breathe in the breath of excitement again of the resurrection. Help them to go out with excitement and joy of the resurrected Christ. Let people see in them the resurrection of Christ. The real, real Christ that rose from the grave, that lives in them, that's reigning and on someday soon will return. Give us all brand new bodies. Lord, there was two or three that raised their hand that said they didn't know Christ as their Savior. I pray that they'll come and be saved. Help them to get that resurrected Christ today as their Savior. I pray in Jesus' name, amen. Let's stand. We'll sing a verse. You just come and pray. That's right. You come. What are you waiting for? You just come. That's right. Just come. Just come. That's right. Just come. You just come. You just come right now. That's right. That's right. You just come.